Today we're visiting with Fishery Supervisor Jerry Weigel at Lake Sakakawea. We're going to talk about this year's statewide fish stocking program. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Jerry, you've been traveling across the state the last couple weeks. How many walleyes this year?
Well, we are shooting for a goal of right around 9 million for the state. We're probably going to be over that, closer to 10 million. And that's even with not having the ability to fully maximize Valley City Hatchery because of the problems with zebra mussels there. And we limit those to just the handful of infected lakes, Lake Lemoore, Ashtabula, and Twin Lakes. But still, it's a great year. It's amazing production coming out of the hatcheries this year.
How many lakes?
This year, we're probably down a little bit again from because of not having full potential out of Valley City, but it's still over 170 lakes. Every corner of the state, it's been one of my best years traveling around, given how green, how full the lakes are, and how great everything looks.
Jerry, let's take a step back. Where do all these walleye fingerlings come from that you stock in the lake statewide?
Well, we have a very unique cooperative process here in North Dakota in that the state doesn't actually own any national or any fish hatcheries. We only have the two national fish hatcheries at Valley City and by Riverdale Garrison Dam. And as such, the state partners with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to collect the eggs. The eggs go back to the fish hatchery. The fish hatchery rears them for the last, say, 35 to 40 days. And right now, when we're stocking these fish, they're about an inch and a quarter or so long. People think, well, that's pretty small. They're going to survive. And it's like all fish start out that size. So somehow, they make it. And then the state comes back in and harvests. It works with the hatchery to collect the fish and distribute them to all waters across the state.
Jerry, let's talk the larger reservoirs, Devil's Lake Complex, Lake Sakakawea. How many are going in Lake Sakakawea?
We probably originally, with our reduced request of 9 million, we're looking for just short of a million fish, but it's probably going to be closer to 1.5 million or more, because as we get later in this year, like now, the small lakes start to warm up and we kind of are limited to targeting these big reservoirs that still have some cool water that makes the stocking successful.
And how about Devil's Lake?
Devil's Lake, Stump Lake. Devil's Lake has a smaller request this year. I think it was 300,000 or so. Stump Lake is probably going to be closer to 600,000 or 700,000 is what it's going to get.
Okay, let's move on to Northern Pike. Last year we stocked 50 plus lakes. How about this year?
This year we set a record in that we never stocked a single lake with pike. And that is, if you recall back, the blizzards in late April were right at the time we were taking eggs, and so what it did, it ended up delaying our pike spawn to a point that when we raise pike in the hatchery, we do walleyes behind them, and it would have pushed the walleyes back so far that would have negatively impacted our ability to really maximize walleye numbers. So we collectively made the decision that we're going to skip Northerns this year, which again, it's the first time since the 1950s and the hatchery was built.
But the Northern Pike fishery statewide is in excellent shape.
Well, anybody that remembers the water across the state last year knows we were probably at a low we haven't seen in the last 10 years. But on the flip side, since all the blizzards and the rain, lakes are all filled back up. We had a lot of rising water. There was a pretty good chance pike were able to be successful on their own.
Okay, let's move into your trout. You typically start stocking trout in April?
We had to wait a little bit this year. Again, surprisingly, we had blocked roads going to our trout lake, so we waited for that to melt a little bit. But yeah, the last week of April, the first couple weeks of May, we push out about 60,000 catchable trout. Now, those are half pound each, 10-inch length average. And in addition, we partner with Wyoming. We give them some walleye fingerlings, and they give us some brood trout, cutthroat rainbows that are, say, 1 to 2 pounds each, that we also target a lot of the community ponds across the state.
Jerry, usually mid-July, late July, early August, salmon fishing starts to pick up in North Dakota on Lake Sakakawea here. How many salmon did we stock in the lake?
I think this year we pushed out, it was a little bit bigger number, 440 or 50,000 we stocked into Lake Sakakawea. That was back around the second or third week of May is when we stocked those.
Jerry, any other species that we stocked this year or will stock?
So one thing that we've been doing to offset when we go all in on walleyes at the hatchery, which limits our ability to do other species, is the district folks will move some bluegills, yellow perch, those species that we no longer produce, at least this year. And so there's a fair amount of that, keeping those species in those lakes replenished. Other than that, we'll have some muskies this fall. The state of Iowa is rearing us some pier muskie. The state of Wyoming is rearing us some tiger muskies. And we'll bring those back in September, October, and then stock them out into these like four or five lakes around the state.
Jerry, where's a place anglers can go to find out what lakes were stocked, how many, or where to fish in the future? Obviously, these aren't catchable yet, but where can an angler go to find some of this information out?
Well, and again, because it's so constantly changing with new lakes coming online and things, we really spent some time this winter trying to update and trying to make our site as user-friendly and as handy as we could. So if they go to the website and go to the fisheries tab, in there you'll see a where to fish page, and it's actually quite amazing. You can search for lakes by lake name, you can search by county, you can search by so many miles from a city, and it'll give you information on what was stocked, what the netting results have been. If there's a contour map, it gives you the contour map, whether it has a boat ramp. It's really action-packed and should be very helpful for first-time users, non-residents, people wanting to just try it on their own.
And you don't need a boat to go to most of these places.
I mean, absolutely not, because quite honestly, a lot of these new lakes don't have boat ramps. So the fishing is either in the wintertime or it's from the road crossings and areas that are, you know, the public areas against the lake in the summertime. And there's so many that there's just lots and lots of opportunity to drive to a lake and have fishing. We try to identify some of the more popular, consistent ones from year to year. In that Where to Fish page, we'll actually have some shore fishing icons to show where some of the better popular shore fishing spots are on lakes.
So another year of successful walleye stocking and other fish species stocking throughout the state.
You know, I'm just so glad when Mother Nature gave us all that water, we were able to back it up with a really bang up fish production year and to try to maximize all the potential possible the prairie can do to create lots more amazing walleye fishing in the state.
A lot of great information, Jerry. Thank you.
You bet.